Ewoks.
Ewoks
run like me.
I didn't want it.
Because I always lose the races.
Leg off.
I told Mark in question 6 about foot, and I corrected him. I said feet. Accepted the correction. I said, yeah.
We were talking about sugar cubes and stuff, and Mark said, or Ross said, I don't even want one. And, Mark, okay, so it went like this. I don't even want one, Ross said. And Mark said, I already want one. So the same intonation. No contrastive intonation. But he did change a key word. Today's the 9th of June.
Ross and Mark are talking about Ross having had that comb that hurt him. And Mark, he said, she should have let you not get combed. Is that right, Marky? What should have happened, Mark?
Everybody has to comb now.
Somehow, right?
Yeah.
That's right, Ross. Yeah. What should Mommy have done? What was a brat? No, he wasn't a brat. It was a bratty idea? Maybe so. Ross wants to know when it's going to be summer. He said, I'll keep track of the days. Is this the first day of starting? I told him it was 6 days away. And he wants to keep track of this day.
Yeah.
Yes, you count today. Yeah, he wants to keep track of today, and he wants to see if this is part of the 6 days, right? Yeah, I think today, let's see, let me think a second, okay? I counted out and I said it would be 7 days. And he said, I think that's more than 6. And he said, well, that's not very long either. And he says, tomorrow I'll remember that's the 2nd day.
Yeah.
And Wednesday will be the 3rd day, Ross.
Yeah.
Ross is figuring out how to get away from robbers. He says, I think I know what I'd do. I'd say, wait here, and then I'd run around.
Trick him.
Trip him over like an Ewok? That's not bad, but is there someone else who's going to be there, like Princess Leia?
No.
Well, then it won't work. You've got to have somebody else there, too.
Okay.
I doubt you have to be there. That would be
okay,
good.
I'll get you to get there.
Okay. Yeah, that would be fine. Well, what if you're all alone? What if you're all alone?
What if you're all alone?
Then you better just run.
Then I say, wait here.
Marky said, but I want to go to Children's Palace.
He was afraid that we wouldn't go to Children's Palace, and Rossi said,
don't worry, Mark, your fears are over.
And your troubles are over. And I said, yeah, you have nothing to fear. And what did that, what did you say, Ross?
I think that,
what? Yeah, you have nothing to trouble. I think Ross said, you have nothing to trouble. He's just analogizing on those two idioms.
I put on my mummy one, and he put on his Tom Hedda one, and mommy put on his Frankenstein. No! A Frankenstein! Run!
But she's not a boy. She ain't
there.
Nothing is a girl.
Okay, then a ballet she got.
Some ballet.
They sneaked around, and but they had that. What about Joey? Yeah, he had Frankenstein. Oh, and I really did have the
mommy.
I had
E.T.?
No. I had Return of the Jedi? No, the Han Solo in Return of the Jedi. I think I was in Star Wars. And mommy was. She was a girl.
She was Princess Leia.
Yeah. And then we got candy. And then we got them in our bags. And we sneaked over and got them in our bags.
And I
got the bullet and I ran to the home. And then we eat it all up, and I spilled it on your bed.
Is that all?
And then, no, it's not all, because I had made the new and Joey. And then I eat it all up, and then, And then Joey eat. Nom 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 nom.
And I went nom 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 nom.
And then I splat some candy on my face.
And I splat a custard pie in my face and took it into the television.
I splat a purple pie man cake in my face.
No, you splat a purple pie and purple blueberry. No, you splat a blueberry pie in your face, right?
No, I splat custard cake in my face.
Or just no cupcake. Some cupcake.
I splat it in my face and I eat it all up.
Is that all?
No, let's keep on talking.
It's not finished with the story yet.
Then we got a cake. I mean, then we got a cake. But gorilla feet. And I put my gorilla suit on. And I put my gorilla
suit on. My own suit that takes care of lions.
And I put my monkey cape on, I put a giant suit on, and then another, and then a big giant feet up, a big giant feet up. No.
Yeah.
He's going to tell another story now. Wait a minute. You want to tell another story?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Tell. No, don't use dirty words.
And then.
Uh-huh.
I have a happy ending.
Oh. Yeah, you have to have a happy ending.
Yeah. But we walked away. What?
Arthur did some nice evidence giving, or reason giving, I should say. This morning at breakfast, I said, Ross. Ross said, would you cut my pancakes? And I said, sure. And then Martha said, you cut my pork with some syrup and cut my pancakes. And I said, you can't do it yourself? No. I don't know how to cut my pancakes and I'll spill the syrup. Oh, I want you to cut my... This is my place, another thing. Okay. I want you to cut my pancakes because I don't know how, and I want you to pour the syrup because I don't know. Because I'll spill it.
Art came in and asked me, Mommy, is the poison off the grass? And I said, yeah. And he said, the one that's... That what, Mark?
The one that's on the ground.
You mean the grass that's on the ground?
The one that.
The one that's on the ground. Well, what about the other one? And what about the other grass? Which grass is the other grass? He's going over to point to the rock entry tile. It's to say the cement. Okay, Mark. Well, just a minute, Ross. Well, Mark, that other grass, what do we do on... What about that grass? Tell me something about that grass. You said a couple days ago, you said that the car drives on it, right? Right?
Here, let's take a look. I'm going to look out the window. The grass. Oh!
So, okay, there's two kinds of grass?
Yeah.
Show me. Yeah, what about them?
There's one, two, three, four, five.
Well,
five.
Is that grass over, is that green fuzzy stuff on the ground the same as this stuff down here? No? What's the difference?
The red.
That's green, not red.
Green.
What about that stuff down there? The one the car drives on. Does Daddy mow that?
Yeah, the cracky leaves.
The cracky what?
The cracked leaves.
The cracked leaves. He mows the cracked leaves?
There's things on the ground.
He knows those little things that are on the ground. Huh?
Then he really mows the grass.
He really mows the grass. What about this black, cracky stuff? That's called cement.
Yeah.
That black, cracky, that's not grass, that's cement. Okay?
Yeah.
Right. He said he mows the cement. And I said, no, he sweeps the cement. He doesn't mow it. He said, but he really mows the grass. So that he understands this time around which one is the grass. Isn't that right, Mark?
Yeah. And the tape is red.
The tape is red? That's red, isn't it?
Okay, those last recordings were from somewhere around June 10th. I'm not exactly sure what date. I've been shifting this tape around a bit. Now I'm putting it out in the car, and hopefully we'll be a little more consistent about where it's been. And I'm keeping the other tape, Raw 61. This is now going to be called Raw 61 Car Tape, and I'm keeping the other tape, Raw 61, up in the... I'm sorry, not Raw 61, it's now Boys 61. And I'm keeping the other tape, Boys... This is the Boys 61 Car Tape. I'm keeping the Boys 61 upstairs now. So most of the material will be on Boys 61, and this is Boys 61 Car Tape.
Mark asked Ben, a friend from school, did your car damage... this is in reference to Ben's car had a... Turn that way.
I don't think I can go that way.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ben's car was damaged.
Yes, you can.
You can?
Yeah.
In a car accident.
Ross, there were any kids that weren't his friend, and he said, I know a kid that's not my friend, that kid that took my sword. You remember at Marie Helene's birthday party? And I said, well, we're going to have Sean come over to our house. This is Sean. And he said, well, I hope he doesn't take our swords. What else?
I hope he doesn't want our swords.
The one, which ones?
The ones with the sheaths.
The one with the sheaths. He said sheaths with a TH instead of a voiced TH.
I hope you do. Dad.
Ross said, Dad, you wait a second. Let me tell the whole story of the tape recorder. Ross said, Dad, you remember yesterday when you spanked us? And I said, oh, yeah, I remember I gave you and Mark a couple whaps. I didn't hit them very hard, actually, at all. And he said, well, that's the way Ben's daddy does to him, or what? He gives his daddy lots of love, and his dad gives, isn't, what, his dad is nasty to him?
He's good to
him. And his daddy gives him, does his daddy spank him? It's bad to him, okay.
Yeah.
And then he said, okay, what else about Ben?
On Friday, he gave
Father's Day present, yeah.
And he was being nice to his father, and then
his father was being rude back to him.
This is Thursday, probably the 20th or the 21st of June. And, Mark asked Ross, are you Han Solo? And Ross said, do I look like him? That was one thing. And Mark was, we were going past this Shenley pool, and we were talking about, I was saying that he was going to be the first dirty little body in it. And Mark said, my body is the clean in the land. And so we corrected him, and then we corrected him, and he went on to say that his body was the cleanest in the land.
Ross and Mark were complaining about not having enough toys. Ross said, we don't have to have the most of the toys, do we, Dad? In other words, we don't have to have the most toys of all the friends that we know. And then Marky heard that and said, Brian Ayers has infinity. In other words, he has a lot of toys. Marky went to Shenley Pool. I said, Marky, were you a big swimmer? And he said, yeah. And one time I put my head down and I bubbled. In other words, one time doesn't mean Mary says that you just did it once. It means that there was a time that, there was at least one time when
yesterday, Mark uses these things for some time ago, not now. Yesterday, last night, any one of those for not now. And then he'll go ahead and tell you what he dreamed or what he thought or what he did. Could be 2 weeks ago, but anyway, he'll use anything pretty much to show that. And then the other thing he does is one time. It's just a way of expressing a sort of non-specific occurrence. And it doesn't mean one specifically.
Tell me.
Ross is telling me about what that mimosa yesterday. Somebody up in the sky doesn't like her. You know who it is? And he said, I said, God. He said, no. Jesus. He said, yeah. Because she tells too many secrets. And then yesterday, what happened with Ben and Ryan, Ross?
Oh, Ben was going to give Ryan, he was only going to give Ryan some sweatbands and wristbands, mm-hmm. and not me, and that wasn't fair.
Uh-huh,
for Return of the Jedi, next time we played Return of the Jedi.
Oh, I see.
Next
time they weren't being nice to you, huh?
Right. Next time we play Return of the Jedi.
I was squeezing Mark, and Ross said, don't do it, it hurts him. I said, it's good for his growth and development. And Ross said, how can it? It makes him die. And I said, well, he isn't dead yet, is he? And he said, well, if you squeezed any harder, you might have, right? Well, I don't know, Ross. Ross has been reminding me to get Ryan, you see Buckle? Yeah, is to get Ryan Witt's mother. And the other thing he said, Daddy, did they have tennis shoes when you were a little boy? And I said, yes. And he said, made of straw, right? And I said, yeah, they were made of straw and other things too. And he said, but I bet they did have boots. And I said, yeah, they had boots. When I was a little boy, we said that Maria Elena and Mommy were in the house and they weren't coming out. And I said, maybe they were lost. And Ross said, how can they be lost in a house?
I will put something in the water.
Ross told Mark, you can decide when you get to school. And Mark said, I won't decide. And then Ross said, decide means whether you want to or not.
Okay, now Mark.
He's explained to Mark what decide meant. Today is July 13th. I told Ross and Mark, take it easy, boys. Today is August 7th. Take it easy, boys. Everybody's a little bit sick. And Ross said, yeah, that sounds like a big problem in our family. Because everyone's sick, in other words, that's what he said. So he said, that sounds like a big problem in our family. Ross and Mark just bought a new toy called Panther, and Ross said, Marky, I think when we get home, we'll have to open it, because I can't open it now. And he meant, I think we'll have to open it when we get home. Notice the difference in the meaning between, I think when we get home we'll have to open it. In other words, that will happen when we get home, and I think we'll open it when we get home. Ross saw a broken window in the back of my, they're mine, Ross, in the back of my car, and said, did you notice that just today? And I said, no, I've noticed it for quite a while. Ross wanted me to put on his boots, and I said, can you wait until I'm finished with this job? I was cleaning out some putty from a window. And Ross said, okay, meanwhile, I'll get the boots. I'll get the other one, right? He didn't say, meanwhile, I'll be getting the other one, which is not something he said yet, but it was his first use of meanwhile, as far as I can remember. Today is August 7th, or August 8th. I told Ross that old people get weak eyes. Little kids have strong eyes, and Ross said, that's because, right? And then old people have strong eyes, and Ross said, that's because they're all used up. I've been talking about goggles, and then a little bit later Ross said, oh, goggles are those little glasses with straps around them. He had seen a pair of them in my drawer. Anyway, he was just telling me what goggles were. He was telling me he had recognized what they were. Ross said, did you see the word park? Well, then maybe it's the word wave pool. Okay, well then maybe it's the word wave pool, because the wave pool was a park. He knows that we're looking for Boyce Park. Mary asked Mark, have you ever been to Wendy's? And Ross said, say yes, because you have. Did you like it? And then as he heard me recording that, Ross said, and he does like it. We were talking about whether I was hungry or not, and Ross said, my stomach is unfull, and I need something to fill it up. And I said, fill it up, Ross. And he said, fill it up. Ross said, I don't care if we go to Denny's or Arby's or McDonald's. I just want to go to a place that has food. I just want to go to one.
Today is August 11th. All that restaurant business was recorded today.